The Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your story.
Your story.
Mount Pleasant.
The Falklands.
Veterans from the Falklands conflict attended a number of remembrance services this year. Pat Harley was a private in 3 Para Anti-Tank Platoon in 1982. He recalls what happened prior to his departure from the UK.
There'd been rumblings in the paper for weeks that something was going on and the Argentinians had gone to South Georgia. And on the 2nd, it was a weekend, Friday I think, we'd just gone on leave for the weekend. And next thing there were notices on all the train stations saying, go back to camp. And when they said, you know, the Argentinians have invaded the Falklands, we didn't know where they were. You know, we thought, why would they come off North Scotland or wherever to grab one of our islands?
And what's it like for you coming back?
It's great. It's interesting. It's emotional. It's, you know, it's just great to meet the islanders. We never really met the islanders when we were here before. Met them in Stanley when we finally got through and met a few that were helping us with the Land Rover and things. But didn't get into their lives and know who they were and what they were. You can now understand why they were so fervently British and still are, and why we did it.
Peter Lamb was a major in the Royal Marines during the conflict. He tells me about a time that he will always remember.
Margaret Thatcher came down for briefing on at least 2 occasions. She was being briefed some 10 feet away from me, and watching the way she operated, I was immensely impressed, because she was decisive. She admitted she was not a military person, but that she would make decisions, and she did just that. Equally, she was very perceptive, and if her briefings were not entirely up to scratch, she made life quite awkward for those concerned.
And when Peter had returned to the UK, he tells me how the conflict had affected him.
I packaged away my photographs and details I had of it and didn't look at them again for 30 years. Didn't particularly want to. I remember soon after I got back, I was out in my garden minding my own business, and I saw these 2 hawks lining up on the house. I saw them coming and I saw the lights come on. I just dived head first into the flower bed. So I clearly had some effect.
And it's now 31 years later. How does it feel to be back in the Falklands?
Quite emotional. I think it's bound to be. You know what went on in the various places, and we were very much connected with it in some cases, such as Fitzroy and when Galahad was bombed. Yes, I was there, and yes, I was part of it. So yes, there is emotion involved, but I think coming back cleared most of that. At the time, during 1982, we had very little direct contact with the local population. At least I didn't, in my part, because I left so soon after the surrender.
This is Chris Keane for BFBS in the Falklands.
If you've got a story we should be telling,
then tell us about it.
Email yourstories@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.